Blog Talk Radio.
Your foolishness.
Jesus, your love has freed us. Your love has freed us. Jesus, your love has freed us. 'Cause you are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so.
Oh, you want that? Welcome. I pray that you can hear me. Those who want to get in contact with me to know that they can hear me, please send me a text for me. I'm without my headphones tonight, so I pray that you can hear me clear. Welcome to Friday night, June 10th, 2022. This is show host LaShawn tonight. Give me a second because I'm waiting on want to be thumbs up that they can hear me.
A second. I pray that y'all been having a great weekend, a great week.
I pray that you can prosper. Just waiting on confirmation. Testing 1-2-2-2, testing 1-2-2-2. Sometimes we have a mic problem with block. Before I even start, I just wanted to make sure everyone can hear me very well. So give me a second. Thank you, Jesus. If not, I'll play. Give me a second. I just ask that you help me tonight. Well, Father God, I just feel these blocks out. I'm asking y'all to pray for me. Pray for me that God send me divine connection, divine help. Keep the ministry, the wild prayer, your prayer as I pray for you. Continue to pray for God's kingdom. You assign people to do kingdom work. I see people dropping off the line, so I don't think people can hear me. I see people dropping off the line. Y'all know how to text Randy or send me a text to let me know that you can hear me clear, because I see a couple of people dropping off. And sometimes when they drop off, that means they cannot hear me. So if you can hear me, let me know. Testing 1-2-1-2. I probably just got to put my headphones in, but I pray that you can hear me very well. Those who know how to send a text out, in order for us to move on with the show, we got to make sure I can hear the voice of his servant. There is no interruption. And I just pray over this blog time, pray over the line. Any interruption that's trying to come against the line, we bind it and we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I thank y'all for coming on. Those who know how to reach out to let me know if they can hear me, please send me a text. You can send a text. For those who know how to get in contact with me personally, you can send a personal text. You can send a text to 214-505-8719 to let me know that you can hear me very well.
Okay.
I guess they can hear me. Okay, I'm assuming everybody can hear me. Well, God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, because we know your grace is sufficient. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour, what you do right now in our life. Father God, I thank you for the decrees and the clerks that we are calling out in this season. This is the season to do a lot of decrees and declare. This is a season for you to fast. This is a season. This is a very, you know, the Holy Spirit showed me by the 2 weeks before I took my vacation that this is the time of fasting and prayer. People will have to fast more and pray more. People have to stand on the wall, stand on the tower. This is a time that we have to fast and pray more. We are in a tradition time. And so we went on a 7-day fast and prayer. Sometimes it was very intense. The warfare is real. Anytime you come with a group of people, women and men, you're going to experience a lot of warfare. You're going to experience a lot of things that I can't see. Some eyes can't see. But because you're coming together, it's iron sharpens iron. Two or more is touching the ground here on earth, and they are born heaven, you know, calling heaven down, calling the war to be raised in heaven on our behalf and our children. And when we begin to stand strong as warriors, true warriors, attack is going to begin. The enemy is trying to shut you up and get you out the way. So I cover each and every one of you on here. I cover you. Let's cover each other. Let's pray for each other. Let's stand together. This is just not the time to play. I'm telling you. The Holy Spirit, God, Yahweh, is speaking through dreams and vision. He is definitely exposing. And so that's why I'm with a prayer group. If you don't have a prayer group, get with a prayer group to pray. I don't care if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. It is time for us to stand together. So, Father, I just pray that we will stand together. We will come together. Not just hear a word for ourselves, but we want to hear what heaven is saying. We want to hear what heaven is saying about today. We want to hear what heaven is saying about these mass shootings. We want to hear what heaven is saying about the. We want to hear what heaven is saying about our government, about the school board, about the gun laws. We want to know what heaven is saying, even about our own life, about our family. We want to know what heaven is saying, even about the ministry that you have assigned to us. We want to know what you're saying. We want to know what's on your heart. We want to know what's on your mind. We want to have a relationship with you like never before. So, Father God, everyone that's on. Everyone that listens to the sound of my voice, because there are some listen to online, all in Jamaica, all in Africa. Father God, let us stand together as a mighty the war for your kingdom, because Father God, we not alone. We are standing together. We sit high above the policy, above the power. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ. Christ already is interceding on our behalf. We want to connect to Christ. We want to intercede with Christ. We want our hands to continue to fly to the cloud. We want to do work for the kingdom. So what assignment do you have for us in this next coming hour? What assignment do you have for us? Send us, Father God, even though the ones that you assigned to us might not be pretty, but Father God, you use our hands, you use our feet, you direct our path, you send us on the way and the path we should go. Oh, Father God, we know the road ain't going to be easy, but Father God, we know as long as we fear you and you on our side, we don't fear anything else. We know the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through you, Father God, to pull. We're going to declare and decree. stronghold must come down. Every Jericho wall must come down. We're going to declare and decree the Psalms 27. We're going to declare and decree Psalms 21, Psalms 23, and Psalms 91. This is the season for you to declare and decree these things over your life. Father God, I ask that you have your way. This ain't my radio station. This I talk don't belongs to me. It belongs to you. So I decrease so you can increase. Holy Spirit, come on and have your way. Holy Spirit, you take over. Holy Spirit, not by your mighty power, but by your spirit, move up on earth tonight. And we thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Oh, some of y'all might know I just came back out from vacation. Yes, vacation. I'm back. I've been resting, you know, body to rest. But I thank God for those that have been praying for traffic grace, that have been praying for the ministry, praying for those that come on and host on PGN. I tell you, we need a break. All of us need a break. We need a break. We need to relax our mind, relax our body, even relax in the spirit. Let our spirit be at rest. Our soul be at rest. All of us need that. We all need a break. Sometimes we need a break from work, a break from our family. Sometimes we need a break from ministry. Yes, I said it. When you are constantly ministering and praying for people and constantly teaching and you constantly dealing with a rebellious nation, a rebellious group of people, legions and stuff like that, so God can recoup you, God can revive you. So it's very important to rest. Now, I'm not talking about just laying down and sleeping. I'm talking about resting in the presence of God. He showed me that a lot of people, even people that's pastors and ministers and leaders, they don't know how to rest. They don't know how to allow God himself, Yahweh himself, to come love on them and to come minister to them and come to just be quiet and say, Lord, here I am, and stretch yourself out on the floor. Here I am. Do what you need to do with me. Do have your way. A lot of people don't know how to get in that resting position. It's a position. It's a posture that you must get into. That's for all leaders. I don't care if you're a bad mama jamma, you still got to get in that posture. You still got to let the Holy Spirit, you still got to get to a place, you got to be restored and revived. You can't continue to go on, especially if you're in this different calling, different levels, different level. Everybody ain't on the same level and everybody don't have the same calling. There's different levels and different callers. And I'm going to tell you, the more elevate you, the storm ain't going to fight us. He's coming full force. So I'm not going to stay on here too long tonight. I always say that. I always say, whatever you have, Holy Spirit. I'm just want to say, let's start getting into these decrees, the sons of decree. And one of the songs I would like to share with you tonight is Psalms 120. One, the song of decree. Start using the book of Psalms and start decreeing in your prayer life. I'm telling you, the book of Psalms is a delivering book. It's a book. It's a book where he will hide you up under his wings, up under his tabernacle. It's a book where God will show up and God will fight the battles that you think you can handle, the battles that's too strong for you. It's a book of judgment, too. It's a book of reproof. It's just the book of Psalms. You have to get in the book of Psalms. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to share the decree, Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, for which comes my help. I hear from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I want to stop right there. For those that saying, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to start praying. If you open the book, which the book is your prayer life. The book is the book of wisdom. The book is the book of salvation. The book of truth. You open the book. If you don't know how to pray, get in the book of Psalms and get book of Proverbs. It will help you and teach you how to pray. Thank you, had a class, Lord, teach us to pray. If you can take this verse right here, and I'm going to help somebody out. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is leading me this way. In the beginning of this verse, this how you going to decree these things over your situation. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills for my help. My help comes from the Lord. Where do your help come from? Your help don't come from your friend. Your help don't come from soldiers that you're around. Your help don't come from your family. Yes, they can help you. Your number one friend, your number one help is going to come from your heavenly Father. So everybody turn their back on you when you think you can't go no longer. When you think you being beat down, toe down, your help going to come from your Father. I'm not talking about financial help. I'm talking about when you got sickness in your body, you call on the name of Yahshua. You call on the name of Heavenly Father to help you and remind him of what the first you said, if I take care of the poor, that you will raise me up from the bed of affliction. And I know your words going to come back to you, boy. I believe in your word, and I'm going to stand on your word. I don't think they can hear me because people are hanging. You might want to go out there on the patio and see. So you want to stand on that word and pray. Y'all, give me a second. I just want to make sure people actually hear me because I see a lot of people dropping off the line. And I don't want to drop off the line. That means they cannot hear me. So we're going to continue to go on. We're going to continue to press on. Let me see some. Give me a second. Hello. Can you hear me?
God bless you, woman of God. I can hear you.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, woman of God.
Sure. Okay, thank you. All right. So that is a good way for you to decree these things to your life. Your help comes from the Lord. I tell you, nobody's around. He's going to help you. He's going to lift you up on high. He's going to lift your standards against the enemy. He's not going to let you stumble. He's not going to let you fall. So which made my Lord, you know, the Lord, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He made everything in the earth. Everything above the earth, he would not suffer. Listen, those who have an ear to hear, listen. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved. I'm telling you, once he placed your foot on a solid ground, and this is the place that you need to go, and this is the place that you need to build his kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Sister Palmer. And this is the place that you need to build his kingdom. I tell you in his word, you have to decree things over your situation. Well, Father, Psalms 121, I decree that you would not allow my foot to, you know, you would not suffer thy foot to be moved. If you don't want me to move, if you don't want things to be torn down, this is where you have me pointed at. You are not going to suffer thy feet to be moved, and can't nobody move it. Unless you move me. And see, these are the decree you have to decree over your business, over the foundation of your home. Why are you allowing the enemy to come into your home to move you out of the place that God had blessed you in? Like I said in the wild prayer, when we will be praying on Thursday, sometimes you have to stand in front of your door. I will turn the Holy Spirit saying, to switch position and stand in front of that door, turn their face to the wall. You got sometimes got to turn your face to your wall. The wall is your doorpost. You got the proper side over your doorpost. What Psalms 91 say, how or who am I talking to today? You need to stand at your
your door. If you got three or four doors, you got a door in the front, you got a door on the side, you got a door at the back. You gotta stand at that door and begin to decree the word of you. Evil shall befall me. No evil shall pass come near my dwelling place. Sometimes you got to stand at the door. Declare the word. This is what it say in Psalms 91. No evil should befall me. Neither should no plague come near my place. You got to stand at the door and say, no weapon will form against my household. I applied the hedge of protection in my home, in my land. Those who got a home, those who have a homeowner, sometimes you got to get yourself up at 5 o'clock in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometime at 12 o'clock to begin to walk your backyard and declare and decree the word. Stand on the word. No weapon formed against my house. No weapon formed against my children. Oh, I preach the blood of Jesus. I dedicate my ground, this backyard, the holy ground. Oh, I release the angel. I command my war angels. I command my angels of protection to come and walk in the night season. Who am I talking to? I'm here to help God people. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to be double-minded, thinking. But you're going to know how to use the word of God. You're going to know how to decree these things in your life. No longer you will be bind up. No longer in at night. You got to stand firm and take over your household. You got to say you get up out of here. You don't have a right to be here. What do Psalms 91 tell us? He's giving you the power and authority to tread over the serpent and the scorpion. You young lions and the cobras. You have to create these things. This is a tradition. Excuse me, I'm getting kind of tongue-tied. Let me slow down. This is a spiritual time. You cannot play with the adversary. You cannot play with your life. Do you not know? I see death for the young generation. There is a death angel for the young generation to put them in a place to set them up. Premature death. Do you not hear the sound of trumpets that's coming out my mouth? We need to sound the alarm. Our youth is in trouble. Our young generation is in trouble. Your nieces and nephews, this is not for me to put fear up. And I say I see death over the generation. It's time for us to come together and stand together and pray. Pray for neighbor's son. You pray for your neighbor's daughters. You pray for your nieces and nephews. You pray for the family that's on GN. You pray for those family that's on Blindside. People that's in your ministry. Whatever church you go to. This ain't the time to pray. This ain't the time to act like you all that in a bag of chips, because you're going to get beat down. You cannot win this battle. No ground. You cannot win this battle in your flesh. Who am I talking to tonight? I got to tell them, even on the prayer line, I don't have to pray to be playing. I'm not on here to play. My time is at hand. And we got to tell the people, my assignment is to tell you. If you gonna accept it or you ain't gonna accept it, you got to work, and you got to work out your own household salvation. That's between you and Yahweh. But you got to decree these things over yourself. Turn your face to the wall. Turn your face and prophesy in your own house. Sow seed in your own household. You single with women. You men that marry, sow a seed in your marriage. When I say sow seeds, I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about you better invest in your own household. You better declare and decree in your own household. You better speak word prosperity. your own household. Prosperity will wisdom and understanding. You speak it in your own household. You declare it in your own household. You declare it over your husband. You declare it over your children, your sons and daughters, your children. You got to sow seed in your own household. If you don't sow seed in your own household, you don't invest in your own marriage, who gonna do it for you? You got to do it. That's your responsibility. You got to call order back in your own household. The order. I'm talking about the correct order. You got to learn how to drop dimes and seed in your own household. Who am I talking to tonight? Y'all got me over here. Wait, ain't playing. Like I said, we don't come to play. We come to pray. We come to declare and decree. This is not the time to play around. God revealing a lot of stuff. And these things are going to come to pass. His prophets, his mouthpiece revealing. It ain't for you to come on Blind Time. It ain't for you to come on the prayer line. It ain't come and play and be an instigator to be nosy. It's time to prophet revealing. This what I seen. I seen mass shooting going to happen just like when before the shooting in Buffalo on the prayer line. I see a mass shooting. This thing going to happen right now. It's going to happen today. And it kind of made me go to God and that Lord, you showed me what people praying because the still happen, but if we pray, it can come down a number. He let me know that it was going to happen. It's going to happen that day. It's going to happen real soon. That thing was coming. It won't be stopped. But by us coming together and praying, a lot of people is not going to lose their life. It could be sometimes people will not lose their life at all because God will release the angel. God will interfere on our prayers. The prayers of the righteous are going to tell it much. Who don't believe that? Ain't the time to say, well, we want to know what Prophet Randy said. We want to know what Prophet Terrence and Tanisha said. We want to know what Prophet Carmen said. We want to see what the Holy Spirit is showing them. It ain't about what he said. Is he telling us some, or are you taking heed? Are you standing on the wall? Are you on your knees in that position praying to stand against? That's the thing right there. It's time to be no instigator. It's time to come together and pray. We are in a situation time, and we sound the alarm. More mass shooting going to occur. We didn't already release these things that we've seen. Let me tell you something. There's going to be something that's going to shake the foundation off this earth. It's coming. The revival is coming. It's coming to people home. It's coming to people basement. The revival is coming. And it ain't going to be stopped. That's why the enemy is after this young generation because they are very important in this revival. And I have the release on here that I see a march. A big march going to the Congress, the big march. A lot of people saying enough is enough. There's going to be a march. People are going to march for the laws to be changed. Y'all can write this down. A big march coming. And this are going to bring changes to some states. God, they're going to raise up this young generation to be a people. They're going to want to go to the Congress. That's why we got to declare and decree and keep them prayer and take your household back. Sometimes get yourself out of bed and go into your son's room and pray over him. Go to your daughter's room. Pray over them. Put the oil on the bottom of their feet. Put the oil over their head. Drown them with oil. I don't care. You speak life while they even sleep. Declare and decree things over them. Are you going to get back to sons under the sons of the decree? He that keepeth thee with slumber, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Y'all better understand what that verse right there means. Things act up according to time of day and the time of night. Things move around by day and by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Preserve my children. Preserve my children. Preserve my children. Preserve my children. Preserve my marriage. Preserve my son and daughter. Preserve my grandchildren. And if you don't have great grandchildren, you speak it over them before they get hurt. Preserve them from all evil. He should preserve thy soul. The Lord should preserve thy going out and thy coming in. For this time forth and even forevermore. That's a decree that you should be declaring over yourself. Lord, declaring these songs of decree. Know how to pray. I know how to pray. I'm showing you how to pray. The Lord is thy key. God, according to Psalms 121, they tell us that you are my keeper. Keep me from the evil one. Deliver me from the evil one. Keep my son and daughter from the evil one. The Lord is shade upon thy right hand. Hold them up in your right hand. Father, don't let them slip. Don't let them slumber. You don't slumber. No, you slip. You got to use these words in your prayer. You will know how to pray. He will teach you. Because in the book of Matthews and Luke, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach me to pray. He will tell you, get in the word, and as you look at the word, you begin to pray. As you read this word, well, Lord, I help you. I thank you for my help. I will always keep my eyes open. You start prophesying over yourself according to Psalm 121. I keep my eye, where my help come from. I will unto the hill from which come my help. My help comes from the Lord, made heaven and earth. I thank you, Father God, for making heaven and earth. I thank you, Father God, for creating me from the foundation of the world. You created me. You placed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, Father God, for being my help. I will keep looking up to the hill which come my help. I know I cannot do this. I cannot do this by myself, but Lord, help me in this situation. Lord, take this out of me, Father God. I am a damaged control to myself. I need you this hour. I need thee. It's me that's standing in the seat of prayer. You got to know how to pray. Don't you just sit there and let the enemy put his feet on your neck. Don't you sit there and claim the for say you have. All my help comes from the Lord. You was bruised. You was beaten. Every stripe, it was for thy beat. Every stripe, it was for high blood pressure. Cancer, I command you to dry up. Because in the book tell me, I believe it's in the book of God, we can drink deadly things, deadly poison. It will not harm my body. But we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be they shall be healed and delivered. If you can lay hands on the sick, they shall be healed and delivered, and they shall be recovered. Why you can't lay hands on your own self? You should be able to lay hands on your own self and command high blood pressure to come down. You should be able to lay hands on yourself. Tell my brother and sister to dry up. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and told the fig tree to dry up, but he cursed it. So I curse every cell, every cancer cell, every diabetes cell, the pressure cell. Jesus, you're not sitting in heaven with high pressure. You're not sitting in heaven with diabetes. So I'm not going to sit up through it. And if it don't work, you keep decreeing on yourself until you see a change. I'm going to tell you what's going to end up happening. He's going to open your wisdom. He's going to open your understanding. See, it's you.
you that's messing up your own body. It's you that's doing damage to your body. Who am I talking to tonight? How do you know that you know me? It's you fighting against your own body. You not eating right. You not fasting. You not turning down your plate. So I cannot help you. Your help ain't coming from me. Your help is coming from gluttony. Your help is coming from sugar. My God, I'm about to take off running in here. Somebody gonna be set free tonight. I am here to help you. No, it's you. You don't want to eat right. You don't want to turn down that alcohol. You don't give up smoking. You don't want to give this up. But you want me to help you. Tell my word stand. My word is real. My word ain't come back to me, boy. Yes, I took the strength. Yes, I took the beating. But you are lining up with heaven. You lining up with your own will. You don't want to eat healthy. You don't want to eat fruits and vegetables. You know you got diabetes. Drink a Coke every day. Who am I talking to on here tonight? I'm telling you, we are here to set the captain free because people are living out of here premature death. My God. Y'all got me. The fire of God is in here. Either you want it or you don't want it. Either you want to be set free or you don't want to be set free. You can go out there, Lord, no, trying to be funny. Lord, no, I am speaking the truth. You can go out there and cut on your body. You can go out there and have all type of surgery. You know how many people then had surgery to lose weight? Still up 300 pounds. That is a spiritual thing. You need to be delivered from the spiritual thing that's inside of you. Oh, my God. Y'all don't like me tonight. Y'all probably said that woman went on vacation. What? I'm telling you, we got to tell the people the truth. Can't play around with them no more. You can go out there and do everything in your body. You can lift up your rump to rump. You can lift up your breast. You can do all you can do. But if your soul ain't right, if your mind ain't right, if you dealing with low self-esteem, if you dealing with something on the inside, the inside to be delivered. Sometimes God got to lay you on that table and do an open heart surgery because a lot of y'all is stubborn. A lot of y'all don't even know how to flow with the Holy Spirit because you have your own self-will, your own self-power, and God cannot operate it in you. Oh, y'all, I'm about to get off this before. See, you say don't play with them. Time to pull child no more. Too many people life and dangerous. Glutton to sin. Cause you smile, you are too sick. You think you healthy, but you eat wrong. And I rebuke that. I rebuke that. I rebuke that. What you rebuke when you ain't even lining yourself up with the word and the will of God. You're a junk up in your body. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? This was a season of deep cleaning. Some of y'all missed it. Some of y'all missed it. When I say deep cleaning, you're going to put you on in the inside. You ain't going to stink no more. You ain't going to be funky no more. Because you stink and funky on the inside. I'm going to speak the truth. And that was a deep cleaning had to take place. The deep cleaning on the inside. And then he gave me the Bible verse. How to wash the disciple feet. Peter said, don't just wash my feet. Wash my face. Wash my body. He need a whole washing. Not just on the outside. He need a whole washing on the inside. Because some of us is filthy on the inside. Some of us corrupting on the inside. Some of us still hold grudge and don't even realize it on the inside. Then you need a deep cleaning. You need a deep drawing. You need an inner healing and deliverance on the inside. Some people that get an inner a deep cleaning and an inner cleaning, an inner healing, when they get a healing on the inside and those demons are being expelled, dirt is funky because it's been sitting up on the inside. Oh, that should be some of y'all. Clean me on the inside. Wash me on the inside. The rest of you on the inside. Whatever I can't see on the inside, get it out my boo. If I take my breath in her, whatever's in my belly, go deep down in the innermost part. That's what the book of Proverbs say. In the innermost part, the Holy Spirit can't operate if he can't get in the innermost part. He got to get in the innermost part and wash you and stretch and clean you from yourself. My God, Holy Spirit, speaking tonight. Why some of y'all ain't moving correctly in the Holy Spirit? You not moving. You think you is, but you're not. You are held and bound up on the inside. Somebody don't like me tonight. Well, you got to take it for your way. Like I said, this is not time to play. We're going to pray. We're going to come to heal and set the captain free. The same word Jesus said. I should say, the same work you see me do, the greater work you do. It ain't gonna be easy. Some ain't gonna like you. Some gonna dishonor you. But you are my mouthpiece. Speak to my people so they can be set free. Speak to my people so they can be healed and delivered. Speak to the word of God. Stand on my word. Don't worry about what they saying. People need to be healed and delivered and set free. Now, Song of the Decree. If the Holy Spirit allow me to do the Songs of the Decree for the rest of this season on PGN, I'll do it. I'll do it. Because some of us need to know how to pray and pray effectively. Hold me in the 7-day prayer. You say some people sitting up there saying, oh, your mouth is too loud. Your mouth is too loud, too big. He was like, if you can't handle my serving mouth, you can't of my serving mouth, which they are my mouthpiece, you sure ain't going to be able to handle when God speak and shake this earth. You ain't even able to handle the voice of Yahshua. Oh my God, who am I talking to tonight? You don't know the reason why people talk so loud. If you only see what goes on in the spirit realm, baby, it's a war raging in heaven. It's a war raging, and you got to be bold, and you got to be firm to let the enemy know, I'm the one. We're going to stand on the word of God, and we're going to speak the word of God. When you don't like noise, he don't like when you clap your hand. He don't like when you stomp your feet. He don't like when you worship. He don't even like when you call on your Savior. He wants you to be quiet. He wants you to have that look. Oh, please, please, please. No, the devil is just some people he use that. But some people got the brain, the sword. So, Father God, I thank you for the Song of Decrees. Psalms 121. Use the Psalm 121 in your prayer. Start decreeing these songs in your prayer life. Decree it every day in your life. Start decreeing Psalms 91 and Psalms 27. So, Father God, I ask that you fill me back up, Father God, and anything that's not of you, you know the ones that need to be on here. You are know how to minister to your people. Father God, if you have a word for them, let it be spoken. But it's nothing wrong of praying for people. Everybody needs prayer. I need prayer. It's very important to pray. Pray, you really pay attention, you'll catch the word. If you, some people can pray, there's prophecy in prayer. You just got to have the ear to hear. So God, I thank you. I ask that you move up on here today as I release the line and pause. You speak to your people. But all the time, he don't have a word. He might just want us to pray. That's why we ask, do you have any prayer requests? If you have a prayer request, please say something. It ain't always with whatever the Lord is saying to you. Have a prayer request. What do you need the Father to do for you? He said you have not because you ask not. It ain't all the time I got the word. Can I get a word? Whatever the God leads you, he said to you, what do you need the Father to do for you? To say in your prayer request, pray for more things. So when people say, do you have a prayer request? You have to get in the habit and say, yes, I need prayer. I've been, my mind is going crazy. I think the adversary coming out of my mind. I've been affecting my body. I've been having heartaches. I've been having broken hearts. I've been trying to look for a job. Oh, I want to cut somebody up. I want to beat somebody down. Can you help me? I need prayer. Oh, my God, help them, Father, help them. So what do you need? What do you need us to pray for? And those who have seen this in prayer heart, that some of her should be standing in agreement to come and pray. It ain't all about y'all. Y'all mad at me. Some of y'all might not like me tonight, but you better take it with God, because I'm going to speak his truth. Everything ain't about give me a word. Can I have a word? Whatever the Lord is saying to you, sometimes he don't say nothing, especially if you've been stiff-necked, lukewarm, and rebellious. Sometimes he ain't going to say nothing. But what do you need prayer for? How can we stand on or stand with you in prayer? Some of y'all getting beat down left. Your mouth and say what you need prayer for. I have seen prayer change things. I have seen the dead been risen by prayer. And you commit it because you're not saying, this is what I need prayer for. I'm about to put my spouse out. I'm about to knock him out. You don't have to say it like that, but you know, can you pray for my household? Household is in trouble. Can you pray for me? So just keep that in your mind. All right. This is Lashawn.
Hey,
how you
Carmen
doing?
From Texas.
How you doing, Miss Karma?
I'm blessed. It's good to hear you. Glad that you took a vacation.
About time, right? Nice. I went to Cabo, St. Lucia, and it was nice.
How was it?
It was very nice. I ate so much food. It was all inclusive. I just came out this fast, and when I got older, I was eating everything. So I shouldn't even eat that much food. I was eating that food was so good over. I'm telling my Lord, I just had a good time. I really did.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. It's good to take a vacation, a physical rest, and also spiritually seeking the Lord.
Right, right. I tell you, everybody need a vacation. I'm a true believer. Ask God for what you want. Because you don't have it because you don't ask me. And I go and say, well, Father, can I take a vacation? I need a vacation. That's the type of relationship I have with my daddy. I talk to him like that. Everybody should have a relationship with him. Father, I need a vacation. I need to go on vacation. Standing out to him like that, I really do. But I'm back. Back. That's the thing. I'm ready to go back. It was just wonderful. It was good. It was good. Okay. Well, come. Do you have anything to say, or do you have anything? Somebody said I was breaking up. I don't know. Nobody ever told me I was breaking up. But do you have anything?
You are breaking up.
Okay. Let me see. Let me go out the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it just started.
Okay.
It wasn't happening before.
Oh, that's the internet. Internet can do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have prayer requests or you want to have anything to share?
No, I don't have anything to share, but yeah, if you could speak for me, I'm always needing. The Lord always knows that, you know, without Him I can't do anything. So, you know, as whatever is on God's heart for me, that
Amen.
He would either confirm or reveal whatever.
Amen. Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for sharpen the weapon. Sometimes our weapons need to be sharp and shining. I just see the weapon. Thank you, Father. Wow. And these are angels sharpening up weapons for you. Wow. Weapons that you're going to need in the next season. Weapons for your next assignment. They polish it up and they sharpen it up. And these are, my God, these are angels. He sharpened up the weapon for your next assignment, for this next season. Whatever He's going to assign to you, you're going to have what you need. Don't walk fear, which I know you don't walk. Don't fear nothing like that, because He's going to give you exactly what you need for this next assignment. It's being sharp and it's being polished, and you're going to have it. These are weapons that you're going to have to turn on the kingdom of darkness. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. Wow. Wow. My God. I thank you, Father God, for the sharpening and preparation that you have in your daughter in this next assignment. Father God, I ask that you for the right tools, give her the right weapon, because I know there's weapon in heaven that we don't even know about. But these things have been heard to you, and you're going to have them, and you're going to use them very well, because this is going to be your next assignment. It's like your next assignment. I'm just waiting on Him if He's going to show me. If He don't. But these are something you're going to need for your next assignment. So, Father God, I thank
you.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am already started in that season, and He's already showed me what things that they are. And He showed me that all I have to do is trust in Him and continue to walk the walk that I'm doing. It's nothing unusual. It's going to be our natural is going to be supernatural, but it's going to be natural to us. So the Lord is saying, you know, we don't fear. We don't walk in fear in whatever we see.
Right.
And when He gives us the strategies and whatever it is that He's showing us, it's when we walk in obedience. And when we walk in obedience, He shows us step by step. But He's not going to give that to us prematurely. He just gives it to us as we walk in faith. And so as we walk in faith and take every step, He shows us more and He shows us more. But He has showed me that there's a season that I'm already in, and He showed me something, and I'm not afraid at all. There's nothing to be, you know, fearful, and that's how we all should be. We shouldn't be walking in fear, because if there's a hint of fear, then that means you're not walking in faith.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking in fear, that you're going to be, you know, that you have to do this, you know, and that's the enemy working, you know, pretending to be God in your senses. And so we walk in faith, and we walk in that peace, knowing that whatever we confront, it's just going to go by. It's this too shall pass. This too is just going to go. And the more you trust in the Lord, those situations, you're just only going to go higher and higher, higher and higher. And you're like, wow. If it was years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So, there's things that are coming ahead, and we should not be shaken by them. We're not shaken. We have to be prepared. We have to be in prayer. You know, like good soldiers. A soldier is prepared ahead of time. He doesn't wait for the war to come to him. He puts things in place. And you know, it's like an alarm in a home. If you're not putting an alarm or some security watching, or in the military like the soldiers do, if they don't put things in place, then the enemy thinks that he can do whatever he wants. And so a lot of times people go through hell and back. It's because they haven't put things in place, the things that God has told them to do. So I just praise the Lord because I know that my God is able all the time.
Amen. But let me say, while you was talking, I'm telling you, Lord, show up. You open the eyes. I see a group of angels like they in a setting where they making weapons. I'm talking about, I'm seeing them like a sword. You know how you put the sword in the fire, you take it out of the fire and they think it is? I see that.
Yeah,
prepared.
Right. The angels are around me to guard me, to protect me from, and we don't even feel it. We stay in that peace because they're doing their job. But why are they doing their job when we release them in prayer? And that's where we put them to work. Now, when they don't do anything, it's because we're not praying.
Angels preparing these weapons, making weapons. They make, and first I just only seen one. They showing up a weapon, but as you was talking, I started seeing more of them making these weapons.
Yeah, no, there's always warfare going on. There's always warfare going on. And we shall not be moved because of that. Because they're always, if we were to have our eyes open to the things that are happening, we would be so scared because we wouldn't even know how to handle that. But we walk in faith, knowing that God keeps us in peace because nothing, neither on the right or on the left, will come near our dwelling. It won't come near us. No matter what anybody says, it's what God says. And when your trust is in him, nothing will happen. Yet another person next to you, all hell may break loose for them because they're not seeking God and they're not trusting in God. You know, so whatever their enemy means for evil, he turns it around for your good. He turns that around for your good. But we should not fear because fear is not of the Lord. Fear is not of the Lord. So we combat whatever comes at us, whether it's fear or whatever it is, combat it with trusting in the Lord and declaring his word over our lives.
That's right.
Amen.
We have to pray. So I thank you. I thank you, Father, for sharpen every weapon she needs in this next covenant season. God, I thank you for covering her. I thank you for covering her house, her family. Father God, covering her ministry. And Father God, with her angels, war angels, and even the angels war in the, you know, in the heaven realm, the unseen realm. Father God, I see this angel gonna hand this weapon to her. So get ready, mama. Get ready, because you're not gonna be weakened and you're not gonna be shaken. Father God, thank you for the protection.
And you know what?
Thank you for the strength.
Yeah, to confirm to you that the Lord was talking to me about angels earlier, somebody said, oh, be careful there. And I said, I am always. And so I thought to myself, the angels of God are around me, or they're around my car. And so I don't know what, they can't see what I know. And so I kept going, and I drove off. And so now you say the same thing. So, you know, I know that it was the Holy Spirit dropping that in my spirit about angels earlier today.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you.
So I don't walk.
I'm sitting right.
Yeah, if there's anything that I know is that there are angels, and I know when they're around too because I can sense them.
right. So that's good. That's awesome. Keep doing the job. Keep steadfast. Just smile. Enjoy life and keep doing what he's trying to do. Keep keep doing, because the angels is going to help you and give you to me in this next coming season. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's awesome.
Thank you, sister. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too. That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome. I want one of them weapons for myself too. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend, a blessed night.
Oh, God bless you. Sorry.
Sometimes when a prophecy released for one person, sometimes reach, you know, a lot of people say, that ain't your prophecy. When I see these angels making weapons, I mean, because one, when I started ministering to her, it was one angel. Then as I started seeing multiple angels, that these angels is in these rooms making these weapons. And I believe that is not just only for her. That is for the faith ones that's war. They depend on their ministry, because he just allowed me to see a room with angels working on these weapons, you know, in the fire, and shaping them. But anyway, 251-342, this is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey.
Welcome. It is Will.
It is well. Oh, sister, do you have any prayer requests?
Oh, yes, a whole slew of them. I would love for you to agree and talk with me concerning the people in authority at the school that I attend, and I put my classmates, our whole class, on the prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that I am praying for, I would like for you to agree with me as touching for their prayer requests and the unspoken prayer requests that I have, in Jesus' name.
Okay. So,
well,
I Give me a second. Let's see if I can plug on. Can you hear me now?
That's better.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. So what I was saying, that you are protected. Your family is protected. You know,
amen.
You are protected. Even the ground that you stand on is protected. Your home
protected. Everything is protected by a God protection around you. And, you know, you got angels around you. I pray for those who you work and you know, the ones you are around when you go to that school, they cannot do any harm or evil will to you because of the hedge of protection that he has around you. But pray for deliverance. They will honor you. I pray that, you know, for those people. I pray for even the person that the teacher, the person that's in that school. But Father God, they see the light. That's the darkness can't stand the light. The darkness don't want to be around. Darkness going to act up when light around them. But you continue to shine the light and you continue to have his word with you because it cannot shake you and there's nothing they can do about. But that's our prayer for them, that they will be healed, delivered from their ways. They will be healed, they delivered from rebellious ways, stubborn ways. And we just pray for their salvation, true salvation and healing, the healing would take place on the inside. So Father God, we thank you. Father, we you that this unknown prayer, this prayer that she's been praying, Father God, you already have it stored up. It's just in a matter of time and matter of peace that you're going to release it. It's going to come to pass. I trust you that it's going to finish strong, that this race that you are doing, you're going to finish strong. You're not going to lack and you're not going to be pulled down. You're going to finish strong. And when you cross the line, they're going to be a celebration. When you cross that line, it's going to be a great celebration. And things is going to switch for you so quickly. You're going to be trying to tell God, wait a minute, let me keep you. I gotta, it's going to be so quickly and so much. You're going to be like, oh God, it's going to speed up real quick. Once you cross that line, watch, pay attention. Pay a close attention. Because things is going to speed up in your life and it's going to happen quickly and suddenly. So I just pray that you will be prepared, that you take a preparation in your life to be prepared for this sudden shift. It's going to be a grand celebration. It's not going to be too much where it's going to overwhelm you, but it's going to blow your mind in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. I didn't hear it all, but I'll get it in the spirit later. I do thank you. Welcome back. And you have a good evening.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. All right. So, LaShawn Mess, who's calling? Where are you calling from? Five, 548. What's going on with blog? This is down the best blog talk. And I'm back to that. 1230. This is Sean. Master's calling. Where you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Antelise calling Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing great. And you know I ain't finna try to mess up your name. You know I ain't finna try.
Okay.
Well, how's things been going?
Well, actually, I'm home for the summer visiting my family up north in upstate New York. Since I've got here, things have been a lot better. I don't know if I just needed to be around my family, but I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay. Okay. You have a prayer request?
Nothing specific, just whatever you have for me tonight.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you, your daughter. We thank you for holding, continuing to hold her hand. She don't realize that you do hold her hand. You have the unshakable hand and you held in her hand. It's like you, I just see him saying, come follow me. Follow me. Trust me. I'm going to show you. I'm going to take you to these places that you dream of, but you never thought you would be there. But he's going to direct you how to get there. Places that you want to go. Places that you have asked him of. He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you there. You're going to have trust him and hold on to his unshakable hand. God's going to put you in a place where you're going to be comfortable, not uncomfortable, but comfortable. It's going to be for you, and you own it. That's how much he's going to show the good things, because all things work together for the good. If you love him, it's going to work out for the good, and he's going to show you good things. He give good gifts, and he will put you in a place where he know you need. So these are places that you dream of, and you even talk to him about it. He wants you to come on and follow him. He's going to show you how to get there. He's going to direct you. Don't look to the left or right, but keep your eyes on him. Your help. Your help comes from him. Don't let nobody squint you. Don't let nobody psych you out. Don't let nobody fool you. You always go to Yahweh and say, what do you think? Lead me, guide me, direct me with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and he's going to do it. And when you allow him to do it, not allow other people to do it, allow Yahweh to do it, it's going to blow your mind at the end, because these are things that you have dreamed about and you have asked him about, but you don't believe he can do it. And yes, I can do it, my daughter. Yes, I can. Yes, I will, daughter. You follow my footsteps. Follow me and see what I do for you in this upcoming season. Surrender to him and trust him. He doesn't make no mistake. Some doors he has closed to protect us. Sometimes he got to place the wall up. But when he opened the door, no man can shut. And no man can open doors that he has shut. So God's going to allow you to walk to certain areas and even places you have dreamt about and things that you want to do. You just trust him and get ready for it. And I thank you, Father God, for protecting her. I thank you. You have good angels around you, ministering angel. Pay attention. Just not your mind. It's okay to say, God, is this you? Is you speaking to me? He's going to come back and give you confirmation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was a much needed word. If I had to ask for anything specific, I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
Because I just need a little, I've been feeling like I need a little direction, but everything you said was on point.
Amen. Amen. And go back when you go read, go and listen to this again, write it down, record it, and ask God to do it. Do it, Father God. You say test you in this season. And when you put heaven open, he'll throw it open. Text him, try him, ask him to do it, and watch what he do.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to say, you got to be in his word. You got to line yourself up with him. Long as you line yourself up with him, you have the faith and you believe. He know we all fall short of glory. He don't have a respect of a person, but I'm telling you, he will do it.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, we thank the Father. Thank you for calling in. And just go back that word down and remind him. And it's going to show you.
You breaking up a little bit, like kind of going.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. This technology. Well, find the hand of the enemy, and we just ask the Father to touch the internet, touch the, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to figure it out. That it's going to break through and it ain't going to work. We don't trust God in this situation.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the 31230. This is Sister LaShawn Metz. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
You unmuted me again.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Back on track. Yeah, where are you calling from? Five eight zero. I'll come back to them. 828989. This is the where y'all from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing, Jennifer?
Oh, very blessed. Very blessed.
And blessed to have you on tonight. Do you have a special Do you have a special prayer request?
Yeah.
This song, I don't...
Prayer request. No, just seeking confirmation, really, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter, Jennifer, Father God, whatever the confirmation she needs, Father God, even if you want it to be spoken out on live or you want to speak to her, in her prayer time, in her personal time with you, Father God, I just ask that you let it be. You have your way. Father God, I thank you for the protection. Thank you for what you're doing in your daughter's life. Father God, I see more wisdom, more wisdom, more wisdom, more wisdom, more wisdom. Father God, I don't know what she needs wisdom in. If it's wisdom, direction, business, or I just hear more wisdom. So, Father God, let the wisdom be released, wisdom, finance, whatever it is, Father God, wisdom of building business, if that's her heart desire, a wisdom of moving, whatever wisdom, let it be so in this hour. Give her the wisdom that she needs, not only the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding how to build, whatever needs to be built, whatever she needs wisdom on, but I see she's going to give more wisdom on some things. More wisdom. So, Father God, I thank you because we all need wisdom. We need wisdom on our finances. We need wisdom to handle business. Even we need wisdom for our marriage, for our raising children. If wisdom is very important, I just said that he's going to give you more wisdom on a lot of decisions. I see you trying to make decisions, and some of it is a big decision. This is a big decision that you are trying to make. I don't know if that's resonant with you, but I see a big decision you're trying to make.
Okay.
And he's gonna give you wisdom on it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
So,
receive your wisdom.
Listen. Very careful who you're speaking to about a lot of decisions you're trying to make. Let
okay.
your father be the decision maker. When he's the decision maker, he cannot scare you. Trying to make the best decision for you in the time or season that you need it. Some decision he makes for us ain't going to feel good all the time. Some decision he makes for us is going to make us feel uncomfortable. He knows why he makes those, he knows the where we need to be at in the next season, in the next hour. Some decisions ain't going to be good. Some will be good. Some is not going to be good. Some decisions will be to where he got to remove some people out of our life so we can point unto him and codependent on him. I don't know if you really understand and you can relate to what is said to you tonight, but this is what I'm just picking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So be sensitive to what he's telling you to do in this next coming. And I think this is a decision that you need to make right away, or it need to be made soon. I don't know, but really speaking, if you got to go on a little fast and stuff, he'll let you know it's going to be the right decision. Don't get in motion. Don't get in flesh. God make the decision for you. And he's not really showing me. I just heard that he's going to give you more wisdom.
Okay. I just received the wisdom. Lord, I received the wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you.
So we'd be
can
very
always sensitive. Use wisdom.
Right.
Can always use the wisdom.
Oh my God! Yeah, I just got a text from with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text. Somebody that we knew just from the Lord. So we'll pray for their family. We'll pray for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Family. But yes, be very sensitive. It's going to be very important of the decision you make. I don't know if you're trying to make a decision or something like that, or I'm not picking up what it is, but he's going to give you more wisdom. So pay attention. Use that wisdom. Why? Let me say this to you. God is the wise, is the best wise counselor. We all need wise counsel. We all need wise counseling. And the best wise counseling, if we can't get it, we should be able to get it from someone. But when you feel like you can't get it from somewhere, I always seek him. And he's going to
yeah.
Dock your way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is there anything?
No, I think that, I'm happy with that. Wisdom covers pretty much everything. Cool.
Yes,
it really does. So thank you so much. And God bless you. And I'm so sorry about friend. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And so just be very sensitive what he's going to speak to you. Get a pen and paper out, and he's going to give you.
Okay.
Have you thought about owning your own business, or do you have a business? Or
I had started a business, and I ended up losing it due to just circumstances that I did not create. So, I feel like it was pretty much stolen from me. And, he allowed that to happen, and there's been great, great purpose in him allowing all the loss in my life. But at the same time, there was such an investment in that business. Not only financially, but time-wise. And I had one, but I lost it.
Are you desiring to help to get it back, or?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted wisdom about. I've been,
okay,
I just
well,
been
that's
out of
what
hungry.
That's what I picked
do.
Up a business. Be very sensitive. Seek him and seek, Father, because of the divine connection, the right people. Mm-hmm. Bring her the business minding people. The business how to build, that you will put her in the right circle. Because that's what I was hearing. He's going to give you wisdom. It seems like you want to pick it back up, but you know, sometimes stuff like that will hurt us and get us stagnated and put limitation on us. No, but go for it. Go for it. Trust God on that.
Go for it. Wow.
Yeah, go for it.
I was actually seeking him for wisdom. It was a few weeks back. And immediately when I asked him, there was a large white truck that you know, drove right in front of me that said, go for it.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. I am serious. I got a picture of it.
You got your confirmation tonight. That's your confirmation. Right. Go for it. And be careful who you share the information to. I'll write the vision down. Write it down. Write your vision down. I'm teaching everybody to own a business, even myself, because I started on, did not slack up. You know, don't let this stuff, you know, don't worry about the price and stuff like that. Just go on ahead. He know what you need. He know who's going to have the right business, gonna be honest, who he can trust, and he's going to bless you in that. So he gave you the sign. And see, a lot of people, I told people, sometimes you be driving down the street and you didn't ask God for something, he will have a talk come by with the answer.
Yes,
he does that. Yeah.
Yes, so, he does. He absolutely
does. That was your confirmation. Right.
Right.
That was your confirmation when I said to the night, go for it. You know, you go for it. Go for it. Don't get back on it. And you go write it down and you present it to God. And so I put this in your hand. What do you want me to do with it? You do the approval. When he puts the approval on heaven, it's yours. Trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes.
So you got your information tonight. That's what I said. I mean, go back and listen to the word.
Wow.
It's going to be good. Just get back to it and trust him. Put it in his hand. And let him do
it. Actually was, it was a photography business, and he knows me so well. I'm always asking for more than one confirmation, and the truck that came directly after Go Forth was Snap-on. So, yeah. So, you're right.
Amen.
So he's
so Father God,
yeah,
I just ask that you, Father God, just ask that you put her in the right with business owners, people that know, you know, nobody taking advantage, nobody can want to ask for it or money to get a business started. You show her, Father God, because I'm helping from you. So, Father God, we trust you with this business. Father God, for the blueprint, Father God, and I ask that you direct her path. Father God, give her, supply her needs, everything she needs for this to be supply in this hour and this season. And we're going to trust you, Father God. You know, having a business is not easy. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
Yes,
and you have to put in a lot of work. And it just ain't easy. Sometimes you want to take a break for it, you know, especially I know, because I'm there. Especially when you're trying to do business on your own, you do need the connection, you do need the help. So I'm praying that he will bring the help that we need to continue the business. You say I'm going to be a business owner, that's what I'm going to be. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, LaShawn. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we thank the Father. And thank you for calling. Just write it down and give it to God in your secret time. And, you know, fast and ask for the wisdom. Fast. When you're trying to be a business owner, too, that's a great time. And he's going to reveal. I tell you, the Father, he's bad. I always tell my Father's bad. He'll tell you how to get it up, how to do this, what you need to do. He will show you himself. I'm telling you what I know. He'll show you himself.
Yeah, that seems so overwhelming to start back up. I mean, it just was such
time investment and everything. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming to think about it. Right.
Very. It's very time consuming, and you got to take that time. I was sitting up there, I got to get back. I got away from it. You get distracted, and when you feel like money is not coming in, you got to do everything, but you're putting your business on back hold.
Right.
So you're going to be fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for confirmation.
Amen.
Lord, for the wisdom. For the wisdom. Wisdom.
Yes, for the wisdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Well,
thank you, Jane, for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
All right. Good night. Okay. 954580 Road. This is Sister LaShawn Matthews. Call, where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome back.
Yeah, yes. I want to go
welcome,
back.
Welcome.
Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you. It was beautiful.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Gonna have to come to Jamaica.
Sure, yes, you're welcome anytime.
Yeah, we'll have to make a trip to Jamaica. Yes, Lord.
Sure.
But how are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. God is just amazing. I can't complain. God is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 I thank you, Father, for your daughter. I thank you for traveling grace. I thank you for the son. Thank you for the angel that be with her, even the angel that go ahead of you. Look, I don't know why I just said, well, angels go ahead of you to check out places before you get there. That's just what I heard. Something happy angel going before us, checking out the scenery. According to your prayers, when we pray, release those angels, and the angel go check out places. Do you know they check out places? What they need to do to make sure clear the airway, clear we can come on in so we can be comfortable, so we can be protected. Oh, God, I thank you for that protection. I thank you for the intercession that you're stirring up in your daughter. Even he's starting to take some scales off for your eyes, the spirit of discernment, your prayer, you praying for people, even when you're traveling, he's going to move your eyes to see things, and he's going to open your eyes to see things for what they are. Fret not the evildoers. He's showing you that so you pray. He's going to sharpen up your discernment, and that's another thing that you should be praying for, to sharpen up your spirit of discernment, sharpen up your five senses in the name of Jesus. God tells you to pull back, that you have done all you can do to pull back. You have gave your love, you gave your friends to me. Now I need you to step back so I can work. Listen to him when he says step back, pull back. I'm going to take over now. Let him take over some of the situation that weighing you down and worry you. Pull back. When he tell you to pull back. And you give them to the Father because he knows what he needs to do. And I already pray. Now you got to pull back and trust him that he's going to step in when it's time for him to step in and do what he needs to do. You pull back. You relax. Okay. You rest. And when you rest, that means you're trusting. You have faith that he's going to step in at the right time. God, he know when to snatch him in, when he know they ready. Don't let them drain you. Don't let them pull on you. You say what you need to say. God, put this in your hand. God, I trust you, and you keep it moving. So, Father God, I ask that you teach your daughter that, Father God. I thank you for protecting her, Father God. I thank you for stirring her up, Father God. Even I see the angel coming to you in the night hour, and they waking you up. You're not just being woken up just for nothing. It's time for you to up and pay attention in the night season when you wake up. You're not waking up for nothing. Waking up, that's going to be your prayer. I don't know if it's already happened to you, but that's going to be your prayer watch, your prayer hour to pray. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I just pray that you just thank you to God, give her knowledge, give her wisdom of on healing and deliverance. There are different levels on healing and deliverance, but you're going to pray for people to be healed and set free, and that he give you the knowledge on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You're going to be part, let me say this to you. You're going to be part of a group, and it's going to be women. You're going to be part of a group. Let me tell you, God calling a lot of women to come forth, warriors. These going to be some strong warriors, and you're going to stand with them. You're going to hold hands with them. And when you come together with them, the enemy ain't going to be as penetrating. He's not going to. That's why it's so important to be a part of a prayer group, someone that really pray. Because when you come together with a true prayer warrior, and God, because it's going to sharpen you. It's going to make your gift come forth. It's very important.
Hallelujah.
Because raising up some prayer warriors, some women, to come and bar heaven and turn down the kingdom of darkness. Let me say it like this. Where you at, that's where you need to be. Do not give up. Do not go in the towel, because it's gonna sharpen your life. It's gonna open your eyes to see things for what it is. These are going to be women that are gonna hold hands together and pray together. The enemy gonna try his best to try to tear it down.
Amen.
Just don't give up. Stand firm. Stand firm.
Amen.
Stand firm. These prayer groups is not for nothing, y'all. It's building the wall. It's building the kingdom from God. He's calling a lot of you to come forth, to join forth.
Hallelujah.
Other intercessor. He's calling some of y'all to come forth, to be a covering.
Hallelujah.
To be covering for that pastor, for that leader. You don't understand. You can't pick and choose what leader that you're supposed to be a part. I know my God, I'm telling y'all, I'm about to say it. God knows where you need to be at in that hour, in that season, because God knows the person what really goes on you on the inside. And you don't receive it, it ain't going to end up too good for some of y'all. My God, just have to say that. You better quit trying to pick and choose what God has assigned to you in this season. God has, he ain't going to find
Hallelujah.
To the one that got 1,000 followers, 500 followers. They might just have 2 and 3. You better stick to the assignment, and you better earn them people and walk in obedience, because it's going to be very, very important. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
He's building his kingdom out. Some of y'all supposed to be covering. Some of y'all supposed to be the intercessor, the body. I don't care. I told God, if you want me to be the feet, I'll be the best feet. I'm be the feet to stomp. I don't care where you put it. It's the body. We are part of the body. The body can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
When you being rebellious, when God is telling you something, it don't feel good. But it costs you how to walk in obedience. We got to understand to complete the assignment. God is trying to build, and LaShawn ain't trying to build nothing. They ain't trying to build nothing. We don't build. God built his kingdom.
No.
He you know which kingdom you need to be part of, where you need to be at. You think you need to be over here with the now, Lord, speak tonight. Now you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Sometimes I just sit back and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on them. They can't even see. They can't even see. And I just be still. Well, Lord, I know what you told me what to do, but they not even ready. Know what you told me to do with them, but they not even. And if I do it, it's going to be a waste of my time. They not ready because they don't even see what's real up in them. See right in, right through you, and he assigned you to those people so you can be the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a place. Trying to call a group of people to come together to have this revival. Revival is going to come back in people's home. I'm telling you, they're going to have revival in the home, in the basement, in the neighborhood. He's trying to build this up. Some of us is not part. I ain't trying to knock nobody with the church, but some of us is not part of that. Ain't going to be part of that. Ain't part of the minute that's in the church, in the building. Well, what did Jesus and the church do? They walked the earth. Some of us going to be walking the earth, streets, ministry. Oh, y'all, we're going to miss it because we're trying to pick and choose.
Amen.
Some people think they better than the other. You can't have with me. I'm this and I'm all there. Okay, all right. All right. Okay. They're going to get it.
No.
Be prepared because you is a God I want you to be. Because you have a group of women to come together, to stand together, to pray. The more you have to pray, honestly, prayer of righteous gonna avail it much. Believe that. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Well, thank you so for calling in. Is there anything else?
Yes, thank you. Just kindly pray. In regards to my career, God will give me clarity as to how to proceed. Please. I have been praying, but I have not gotten a direction as to what I'm to do. Whether stay in my home country or to migrate elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, yes, I ask that you give your daughter wisdom on that, Father God. But what I'm hearing is for you to be patient. Be patient. Be patient when the time right, you're going to know. Because when we go into a transition or reposition, God is not an author of confusion. You're going to have peace by. Be patient. Let him do what he needs to do. Let him go. He didn't already know where you need to be. Be patient. That's why I'm hearing. Be patient. When that time comes, you're going to have a peace about it. And you know when the month, when it's time, if that's what his plan is, you move. So, Father God, I ask that you speak to your daughter. And I just hear be patient. Have patience, and she will trust you. Lean not to your understanding, but the understanding from your Father. You lean to his understanding. And what do the words say? If you lean to his understanding, what is he going to do? Direct your path.
Amen.
So we might want it now because we are so frustrated as where we are now. But he probably say, not right now. Time yet. You're going to move, but it's not time yet. I don't know what he's saying. He's not giving me a direct answer on that, but I'm just hearing be patient Be patient. The time right, you will know, because you will have a peace. Lean not to your understanding, but to his understanding. And he's going to direct you. He's going to show you where you need. I mean, he will come up and show you, give you the address, tell you. He will say a state. You will hear it for yourself. And he will give confirmation. But you won't have to trust the Lord and not lean to your understanding. And he will direct your path. You're going to know when it's time to move, when it's time to relocate. If he tell you go get something else, because it's relocating. Borders relocation. When you do relocate, it's going to be all well. It's going to be all well. And you will.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I said you're going to have a husband. That's why I say he probably, I don't know what he's doing yet. But it's going to be all well. You don't want to mess it up. Be patient. Be patient. And wait.
Amen.
He already knows where you need to be, where you need to be located. Somebody needs to locate you. You be patient.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you will know, because he's going to give you peace to somebody. Not gonna be no confusion. Sometimes we be anxious and try to get ahead, but he's no. And the no could be protecting us for something. We got to know his no. We got to know his no.
Amen.
So there you go.
Amen.
That's what I have. So
thank you so much.
And just humble yourself and be patient. Let God be God in your life, and it's going to be our will with you.
Amen. Thank you, LaShawn. God bless you, and good talking to you again.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for all your prayers. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend. Mm-hmm.
God bless you too. Thank you. Right. You're welcome. You too.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Well, 502-548. This is Sister LaShawn. This is Colin.
Hey, LaShawn. This is Greg. I'm from Kentucky.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's great. That's great. Do you have a special prayer request?
Well, I would start with there's quite a bit of transition going on at the company I work for right now that could directly affect me. I did get a new boss. My boss's boss. My boss came on a few months ago, but could be opportunity, and I've gotten a lot of words lately about provision and promotion and relocation. Mm-hmm. And so just, mm-hmm. you know, just met with the district manager a couple of days ago, and we seem to really hit it off. So I think there's a lot of positive stuff happening, and just want to, I don't know, favor and divine connection. And
saying that, I just heard new position. New position. That's what I heard. New position. I know you're speaking a new position.
Amen.
But this is a higher position. Are you a manager or supervisor? This is a higher position.
I'm an outside sales rep right now.
But are you speaking a higher position?
That would be my preference.
Well, I would
definitely like to. I actually,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there used to be a position that they eliminated, and I would love for them to bring it back. That would be exactly what I wanted to do.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing, a high position. This is a higher position. I'm hearing a new position, and this is a higher position. I don't know if you look. That's not in the position that you are in now. This is a new position I hear a new position. I hear a high position. You're going to be well pleased with it. And I ask God to give you wisdom because he is repositioning you. I don't know if it's going to be in the same building, same office, but just I hear it now. God give him confirmation on it. You know, I don't know, you've been doing application or you want to do it. I'm going to say, go for it, do the application, trust God, seek him, and you're going to have favor. Seek God. Make sure you seek him. Make sure you thank for the position, the new position, and reposition him. And he's repositioning you. And so, thank God for that. Don't limit yourself. Because it seems like you've been in this position for a while. And that if that's something your heart desires to go for it. And then another thing, I don't know if you thought about helping your business. I see a business or something. I don't know what this is. A business owner. I don't know. But look, it's all well. It's all good. It's all well.
I have owned businesses in the past. I got away from it just because I don't like all the paperwork and taxes. I like the comfort of just having a job, showing up, and getting my check and letting them do the taxes.
Right.
But yeah, I've owned several businesses in the past.
Well, I don't know if you think I'm going and just, but I heard a business. I don't know if I'm going to come co-owner with somebody with a business, but I see. You're not done with a business. I see a business looking around you. So I don't know if you're gonna come. I don't know if you're gonna come owner, if you're gonna help somebody with a business. But I don't see a business around you.
Yeah. So let me give you a little fun clue. You know, you spoke with Jennifer earlier, and you gave her a word about business and owning her own business. That's my fiance.
Yes.
That is my fiance.
God. Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
My God. Wow.
Yeah.
That
might
bad.
Need to tie in there for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you. Well, there you go. That was confirmation. Wow.
Confirmation.
Well, congratulations. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I want to see she's on here listen. Wow. Oh, my God. Well, that's what I say. Don't give up because I do see a business linking around you. I just seen it. So, wow. Well, there you go.
Amen.
Brother Greg, there you go.
Amen.
God, you is good. So, Father God, I just congratulations on your engagement. Father God, I ask that you will be the third court in this marriage, Father God. Let it be a kingdom marriage. Father God, you build the marriage. Build it on wisdom, love, and trust, and respect.
Amen.
Father God, I bless their marriage. I bless their home. I bless their finance. I bless their business. Father God, I ask you to cover them, Father God. Keep them up under your wings. Keep them protected in the name of Jesus. But wow, there are some good things coming to you. Trust them. Don't be afraid. But that's just what I heard. I don't want to get ghosts. I don't want to get too deep up in it. I'm just going to leave it as that. Wow. That's awesome.
Amen.
That's so awesome. I'm just sitting up here just amazed. Wow. Wow. I tell you, my father, that's a bad. I'm telling you, he bad. He got nothing to do with me. I'm telling you, it's him. He get the glory. It's just confirmation to your fiance,
absolutely.
Jennifer. I'm telling you,
yep.
Go for it. Like our word was go for it. And I see you. You're going to be helping. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, get ready, because it's all going to be good. Get ready. And you protect it.
I'm ready.
You protect it, and you fight for it, and you remind God what heaven said today. You remind it, and you protect it that it's up in the past, but it's all going to be well. Because if he said it, there's nothing the enemy can do about it. If God said it, it's going to come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. That's so awesome. Is that
I'm telling you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else? It's all good.
No, you covered it. You covered it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, appreciate you. Good word, man. Right on the money.
That's nobody but my Father. The Holy Spirit speak. He speak.
Amen.
He just continue to cover y'all. So let us know when y'all get married. Congratulations.
Wow. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We will.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Father. Amen.
Sometimes I just got to laugh. Can't do no laugh. It's all good. It's all good. Get it.
Amen.
Well,
we
God
appreciate
bless
you.
We appreciate y'all calling in, you know. It ain't easy, you know. Just got to float with the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing. We float with the right spirit, the true spirit. That's what we
yeah.
do. Amen. He gets glory. It's all about him. I do nothing of myself. It's him. Sometimes he's blowing me away. He'd be like, what? So thank you, Father. Well, you have
Amen.
A blessed weekend. Have you had anything else?
You too. No, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. A lot of women are divine husbands in this hour. You know, some of them saying a partner, but I'm saying a kingdom husband. I know who you need to be with, and I call them the kingdom marriage to come forth in this season. Let it be a season of kingdom marriage. Let it be a kingdom marriage. The marriage is already done in heaven. He already matched you up. It's just that husband needs to locate you. So those skin partners, you know, some people say partner, I say kingdom husband, don't get up, because the marriage is already done in heaven. The marriage is already done in heaven. He already know who he wants you to be with. Not who you want to be with, but who he wants you to be with. It's a matter of time that he's going to set it up for you two to meet each other. So I think the kingdom must come and see and let people meet their husband in this season. Those who desire to be married, do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Amen. That's all. Oh, I think I read 9-4-5-8-0.
This is Caroline. This is the Michelle.
Oh, okay. All right, because I had to. I'm going to get back on track. Okay, so I'll put you back on hold. Let me get it where it's working. Yeah. 731-334. It's Phyllis, that's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You sound good. Oh, you sound good.
Yep,
Oh, wow. Do you have a special prayer request?
No, not right now.
Okay. No special prayer, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Ashley. Father God, we thank you for directing her path. Father God, we thank you for being her strength. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for being a strong power. Father God, we thank you for surrounding her with your presence, surrounding her with your love. Even, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, I thank you for the peace. She's restless, Father God. I thank you for surrounding her with peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for the provision, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the provision. I thank you for the newness, her new mindset, her new walk, the new talk. And Father God, are you working on a degree or something? Are you in school?
Yes.
Okay. How much longer you have in school?
Around a year and a half.
Mhm. So, is this what you getting associate or what? What type of degree are you getting?
I'm going for elementary education.
Okay. Are you thinking about doing another degree? Are you thinking about switching degrees? You want to do another degree, add on another degree?
I've thought about it in the past, like adding to my education in the future, but I'm not thinking about changing my degree. Yeah, I'm really happy with going towards education, but I have thought about, like, adding on to my education in the future.
Okay. Well, I just sense that you want to get another degree, like a higher degree. But if you satisfied with that degree, it's all good. You're going to stay with that, and it's just going to work out in your favor. So overwhelm yourself with it. You know, stick to what you can. Don't bite much that you can chew, and don't overwhelm yourself. Let God lead you, and let God, you know, it's going to sound weird. Sometimes when we pray, when we think we're stuck, those angels are to help us. Even when we take tests, they will give you the answer. Sometimes you got to put them to work. They have to work for us. It might sound strange, but I'm telling you that is the truth. A lot
Amen.
Of things we cannot, huh?
Amen.
A lot of we put too much on ourselves. That's where the Bible verse, which come your help come from the Lord. You know, Lord, I need help. I'm stuck in this. Help me. And when we trust in him, he'll work it out. So he'll give us the peace to the puzzle. The peace that we need, he'll come hand us the peace to the puzzle. So don't think too much. Don't think too much. Don't be a deep thinker. God do all that for you. You just got some little favor. You really got favor from him. So just embrace that. He's ordering your steps. You don't have anything to by. Don't let life overwhelm and overwork you. Just trust God and he's going to take care of it.
Amen.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for protecting your daughter. Thank you. You just got a love present around. I don't know if you know this, but people do draw to you around you, and that's coming from God. That's coming from the Holy Spirit. That's coming from him. So don't think it's strange. Don't think that's strange. That's just people, you know, some people can go places. People are so attached to them. And, hi, how you doing? They talking to you. They telling you, be like, why is they telling me this? Why is they talking to them? Because that's in you. You draw people to you. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes.
So embrace that. Sometimes we be tired, depending on our day, but that's going to be part of your ministry too. God will draw people to you for you to pray for them and give them. And a lot of times, he'll just give you a word of encouragement to give to them. They might be dealing with stuff and want to give up, or dealing with boyfriend issue. God is going to put his word in you for you to give them word of encouragement. That's a gift. So embrace that, ask God to stir that up in you.
Amen. Yes.
Yes,
amen. I agree.
Amen. Wow. So, Father God, I thank you, because word and encouragement is for us is the sin. It's like canceling people out of the business. And he's going to use you that for that. You might not know it, and probably have been doing it, but just ain't been paying attention. But embrace that. That's who he, that's your gift. That's who he that's your gift.
Wow.
That gift, people come and be telling you stuff and you don't even know that. They're like, why I'm telling you that? That's who you are. That's your gift. He's going to protect
amen.
You.
Yes.
He's gonna, yeah. He's going to see, going to give you words. It's not going to come directly from him. He's going to give you wise counseling to give to people. Father God, that's awesome. That's still working in the kingdom of God. We need that. So embrace that. Don't shy away from that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's really just perfect. It's perfect that you mentioned that tonight. I think I really, really needed to hear that tonight. I just got off work, and I just feel like God's been pressing people on my heart to like pray for or like intercede for, and one of those people is my boss, and she was just talking to me before I left work and opening up to me about some kind of heavy stuff, and I was like, I don't know why he's telling me this. So you're
I'm
spot
good.
On. And I was actually debating on whether or not to have you. I wanted to ask you to pray for her in the beginning, but I did also kind of want to see just what you would pray, like what God would put in your heart. So that's amazing. That is amazing. Praise God.
I tell you, my father's back. I'm telling you, he's giving a lot of y'all information tonight. That's awesome. Y'all have to embrace that. He's just getting confirmation. And see, you just said that your boss came to you for wise counseling. I mean, that's he's giving you confirmation. You at the right place, you in your right season, and you in your right assignment. Embrace it. Do not shy from that. He's going to tell you the Holy Spirit. I don't remember what Bible verse is. He said, they you to try to prosecute you, don't be afraid about what you're going to say, or don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit going to speak through you. The Holy Spirit going to speak for you. So he's going to put it in you, and he's going to sharpen you up. That's your assignment, to help others, to give wise counseling. So don't think it's strange. What are your calling? So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for confirmation. Father God, I ask that you lead and guide your daughter by your spirit. Father God, you know the one that she needs to comfort, the one that she needs to encourage. Father God, that you sharpen her up, Father God, sharpen her prayer life, Father God. She seek you on decision and even come to you and say, Lord, what are you saying? What word do you have for me for this person? He's given that word. And I pray for her boss, Father God. Father God, I just speak and I declare, my God, wow, my God. Father God, the struggling, the pain, she will no longer hold on to that. She will no longer carry it in her heart. I speak freedom over her. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And so, Father God, the prayers and the encouragement that Ashley have already given her, I just come in agreement. And Father God, every shackle that's around her ankles that keep trying to pull her in a place of vulnerability and try to condemn her, shame her, and condemnation on her. You're not a father to condemn and bring these shame and condemnation on us. It's not of you. But I declare and decree that you can give her the spirit of fear, but power and love and sound mind. I declare and decree that she will have a sound mind this season, that she will rest well, that she will have a sweet sleep at night. Every attack that's coming from the east, the west, and the north, and the south, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. No more she will be bind up. We cast down the imagination and pull down those strongholds in her life. We bind and we rebuke the spirit of torment that she will not be tormented through trauma, childhood trauma. Set her free, Father God. Purge her and deliver her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
She got some lot of pain in her heart, and I just felt it. When I felt it. You didn't tell me nothing, but I felt her. When you asked me to pray, I felt the pain that's in her heart, and I'm asking God to heal her heart. Heal her, Father God. Deliver her from the evil one. You can do it, Father God. And we just come in agreement that she will be healed. No more tears, no more sadness, no more, Father God. Bring joy to her life. Let this be a season of joy, that she will reap joy, that trauma, the pain, people hurting her, the things that she went through that she haven't released. Let it be a release. Let her release these people. Let the unforgiveness come out her heart in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That was so powerful. I'm almost crying right now. So,
wow. Just, and God gonna give you a word of knowledge to give to her too. Just keep her in your prayer. Just keep encouraging her, in her situation gonna turn around.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much, and may God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Hi, Sister LaShawn. Welcome back.
Hey.
This is Regina.
Thank you.
Mr. Gina.
Hey, Gina. How you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing? That's good. Well, it's nice to hear from you.
Right. You have. Glad to have you back.
Well, good to be back. Yeah. You know, I was in LA when I came back. I had a layover in LA. In LA, I layover.
Mm-hmm.
We got there at 3:46, and at 11:15 at night. So I was in California. What part of California?
Say it again.
What part of California?
I'm like an hour from LA. I'm southern. I'm like an hour from LA.
Yeah, we was in LA and we were going to go out. And I said, because I've been to California and I know LA traffic. I said, once we get out of here, we might be stuck in LA traffic by 2 hours. About to give what we get. It'll be time for us to come back, and we just decide to stay in our flight, then leave. And it wasn't bad, because we got on the eat, and it wasn't bad. It went by really, really fast. Yeah, you write that.
Yeah. In L.A.
Especially
for that long time. Yep.
Yeah, especially in L.A. The traffic is.
Oh, yeah. And that airport in L.A. got
Yeah, I try to avoid LAX.
Because when you come from Mexico, you got to go through those state border L.A. airports.
Mm-hmm.
And that line was long.
Yeah, I try to avoid LAX.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I try to avoid LAX as much as I can.
And
it's a cheaper flight out of there, but, oh.
I know. I don't like L.A. I don't. I try to go to Ontario. But by the time we went through border control, which it was a long line, because they had everybody in every different places, you know, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
come through there from different countries. We landed in
right.
Greece, but by the time we went through border control, it was six. It ain't even, it won't even make us, it's not going to even benefit us to leave here and try to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I don't like it. It's a lot. It's a lot. They airport is a lot.
Yes.
But it was worth it, though, but it's a lot. it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have a special prayer request?
No, I don't, but my brother, I said, you know, we pray for him before
mm-hmm.
you left.
Mm-hmm.
He had his surgery. He came out well.
Yeah, okay.
And you had prayed that he would have an encounter.
Oh, wow.
He had an encounter. I don't know what he went through. I had called him one day and he was like almost suicidal, but he
uh-huh.
was saying, I don't know what happened, but it was like this dark place, the way he was describing it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I start seeing beams of flashing light.
Wow.
And he went to light and he's like, I know that was just God's angels that saved me. I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like, yeah, you better know that. So he was just saying, wow, like he was just the way he was describing it was like, wow, I know who that was. That was this guy just sent his angels to rescue me. And it was like in his sleep, the way he was describing it, like he had taken too many pills and he wasn't sure. It was
wow.
Yeah. Mhm.
Wow. I tell you, don't be me. I pray selfish prayer. Like I told people, let favors show up. Do what you got to do to save them, Father. So
mm-hmm.
that was just the Holy Spirit speaking that he would have an encounter and just come and give confirmation.
Yes.
And I tell people, when we pray and things happen, please tell them. People can know our prayer is not in vain. You know that God is really answering our prayer. He's moving. He's working. You know, come back and give confirmation or testimony. So there's a testimony. You know, him taking pills, want to be suicide, that trying to take him out, and there you go. God showed up and spared him his
mm-hmm.
life. He had an encounter.
He
so
did.
That's God. So. And we thank God for showing up. We thank you, Father, for answering prayer.
Yeah.
We thank you for that encounter. And that's not the only encounter that he is going to have with Father, because he has a calling
mm-hmm.
on his life. His purpose here is to do work for God, do work for Yahweh.
Yeah.
So he has that type of calling on his life. The enemy want to keep him bind up in darkness and him, but we speak a crop failure. He's going to be pulled out of that darkness. He's going to be pulled in a place he experienced the
yeah.
love of Christ, and that he would like, now I know the difference between darkness. I know that Satan, I know that he's real, but I didn't have a taste of the Holy Spirit. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have a taste of my Father,
And this water, this well, this that I've been tasted from, I want more of it. I want to change my water. I'm going to go, this down this path. Not going down that path no more because I have tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord. My God, speak over
Spirit.
Let him taste and see the goodness of you, that you are so real. Let him taste it. Let him feel you, that he was not in the name of Jesus, that darkness will not torment the suicide thought. We bind it and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We loosen the angels around him. We loosen love, unconditional love, your peace, your anointing. Destroy every yoke that's around his neck, every change, every bondage. Father God, we declare and decree he should live and not die, that he should have life abundantly, that spirit must loose him and let him go. We prophesy to those dry bones that he should live. We prophesy to those dry bones the breath of Yahweh. Breathe on him, Father. Revive him, restore him, raise him up, put that staff in his back, Father God, and that he would not be shaken and not be moved anymore. But he had a taste of your glory, Father God. Continue to shine your glory upon him, even when the enemy tries to cause confusion, even the enemy is trying to set him up, Father God. Let him remember the encounter that he had with you, that I'm going to taste after this. I'm going to drink, because you say, bless those who thirst and thirst for righteousness, that they should be filled. Fill them up with glory. Fill them up with righteousness.
Lord.
Fill them up with a peace of mind. Fill them up, Father God. Fill them up and move him by your spirit,
Lord.
So you get glory. Fill him up, Father God, with the Holy Ghost fire. Put him in a kerosene, a fire, and burn everything that needs to be burned out of him. Burn it out of his belly. Burn it out of his eyes. Burn it out of his ears. Burn it on the inside. Burn it on the inside, the most parts of his body. Burn it up, Father God. Wash him on the inside. The Father God, that he will be your mouthpiece. He'll be teaching and ministry, that you'll use him for the street ministry. I declare and decree that it shall come forth in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He will truly be a soul. I'm truly soul to him. Oh my God. Y'all just wait for it. Y'all just wait for it. True soul. He been know about the street. He know about the near death that's him. Because this just didn't happen to him once. This didn't happen to him more than one time.
I know. You're
right. He's gonna see it on my God. He's gonna see it on people. He's gonna see death. He's gonna see it around them. God's gonna use him as people for good. He's gonna use him to go set the captain free. Why? If he surrendered, God going to use your brother.
Amen. Yeah, I'm praying for him. He's not connected anywhere.
Long as he's connected to Yahweh, that's his connection. God know how to sit people down at his feet and teach them himself.
Amen.
And then he will bring the connection. He will bring the connection.
Amen.
So don't worry about the connection, because he's going to connection to Yahweh. He'll bring them.
Amen.
He'll bring them.
Amen.
Sometimes when we want to do wrong, God won't even allow some people can't do wrong because God won't even allow. God sets you free. When you try to do wrong, it ain't going to even happen. It ain't going to work. Yeah. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for restoring. We thank you for restoration, Father God. We thank you because God has been really ministering to you. You begin to hear you now. You recognize his voice. Now you know his voice. Now you're starting to discern. God been showing you things. It's things he's been showing you, write it down. And when he says speak, you speak, and speak boldly.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Father for cleaning out your ear and every junk to block it. Block it. No longer there will be blockage in your life, that you will know this is my Father speaking. You will know the prophetic warning. You will know the prophetic dreams. You're going to know a prophetic dream, what's a prophetic warning, when to sound the alarm. You're going to know. Same with you. I see God hooking you up with some good women. Well, God got you. You stay there. God is in a kingdom. He's been in a kingdom with a group of women to come together and pray. Don't shy away from there. It's also going to sharpen your ability to see. It's going to sharpen you, earn. And sometimes we got to be around that right earn to be sharpened. You're in the right place. Continue to do, stay in that place. Stay in that position. Keep connected to the right prayer group. Stay connected. Right women, because it's going to sharpen you for you to go forward, because you have a prophetic anointing on your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how busy you are, stay connected. It's going to help you grow.
Amen.
Yeah. Any other thing? Do you have any other prayers?
No, but I do have another cousin, another older cousin that I was talking to him maybe 3 weeks ago, a month ago or so. And, you know, he was calling, complaining about a lot of family issues. And so I just, mm-hmm. you know, was telling him it's not really what he see it as. It's not really people. Mm-hmm. And I was just sharing to him things I have been learning about, you know, that we're fighting powers. It's not people. It's mm-hmm. spiritual. And so I had referred him to a couple of, ministries that I have been listening to, just really mm-hmm. talking to him, because there's been, like, really big, really anger issues where, you know, nobody could really talk to him, but he always talked to me. So I was mm-hmm. telling him, like, just started looking at things a little bit different. Like, you know, he's complaining about some of his childhood issues. So I was, like, telling him, if you have those issues and other people have them too. So just, like, mm-hmm. complaining about the family, they have the same issues you have. They, you know, everybody just right. expresses it differently. So he started listening to this this ministry that I had referred him to. Mm-hmm. So he called me back maybe a week later, and he was, like, called to just say, I love you, thank you. It's like a whole different person. Thank you. And just said he just was know that he has to do better. He, you know, he just started seeing things differently where he had to play a part of it. So I know it's just only the Holy Spirit that was, you know, allowing him to hear this time. And now he's just like, I got to find a church. And I'm talking about he hasn't been to church in years.
Mm.
He said, I got to find a church that does this type of teaching because this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, wow, Lord, like, look at God. Like, look at God working. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited.
You're working.
About
it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I tell people, don't give up on your one. It might take a while, but God answered prayer. One you think he can't touch, but he will touch him.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing, I'm like, wow, Lord, look at God. That's why I said, look at God. Like, that is God
that's
right there.
God. That's right. That's right. Look at
like,
God.
That he is the worst of, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm like, look wow. at God. Just,
that's
he,
awesome.
Yeah, he was so, yeah, he was so excited. Just like, I didn't know.
Right. Go back to what you were talking about. They remind me the ones that leave the 99 go out there one. A lot of people don't leave that 99 go out there one. When you go out there one, it's a celebration in heaven. A lot of people ain't going to leave 99. The 99 is supporting them with money and stuff like that. A lot of us don't let one straight away. But God wants us to go after that one. Because he said, go after the one. There's a celebration in heaven after that one. You need the 99 for that one. The one might be buckling and bending, but that one, when God get hold to that one, it's in itself.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we thank the Father. He's working. He's working in our life. He's working with our family. He's working.
Yes, he is.
He's going to continue to work.
Yes, he is.
My God.
Thank him every day.
Amen. Well, you're the last person that had their hands up. If anybody that requests prayer would like a prayer request, you pray on your phone, and it will light you up on the queue, and I'll be more happy to pray for you. If not, we're going to go ahead and end the show. God bless you. We're going to say a little prayer to end the show, and I'm going to play a song. I thank God for you. I thank God for the listen. We pray over the listen. Everyone that listens, but there always be a word for those who listen. God bless you. Keep us in your prayer. Pray for every host that come on PGN, even hosts that come on Blog Talk. Pray for the leaders. The leaders need prayer, y'all. They need to be prayed. They need prayer. Their family need prayer. They need to be covered. Always in your prayer time, pray for every true ministry. Pray for every true servant of God. Because we're all serving. It don't matter if you're serving to feed them, whatever. Serving to give wise counsel. It doesn't matter. We are called to serve the kingdom of God. Pray for those that have clean hands and pure heart, that the protection is trying to come against their body, their mind, their home. So many leaders have things coming against their body, their mind. We have to keep them covered. We have to keep them protected. Always pray for leaders. And I tell you, sometimes you be praying, he'll just give your leader name you don't know about. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. The apple prayer heals the liver. Prayer will bring down the kingdom of darkness. Prayer will bring the light into your home until it will change the atmosphere in your neighborhood. If you ask God to wage the war in heaven against this witchcraft, the money, activity, strange fire, these mass shootings, he will. We got to open our mouth and we got get connected to some prayer group so we can come together. Don't just sit there when you know somebody you connect with is having prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning. Get up and pray with them. I don't care if it's 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. If it's to get up and pray with them. Open your mouth and pray with them. Call these things down. Call these things. The neighbor, get up and pray. We are in a sixth time of praying. I know y'all might heard that no, this is the end time. It's some things that bottom up. They are, let me tell you, it's something wrong to keep your eyes on Dubai and some freedom. These people are already trying to set up one world order. They already trying to control the energy, the oil, people. They're a different country. You got to know what a war. There's a war out there. Some country hold food change. Every country is responsible for something. Might have the country over there in Sodom ratings. Have the change of oil, gold, and they rich that area. They hold the key to everything. That's why they create war. Some hold keys to products, in like fruits and vegetables, wheat and barley. Y'all don't understand wheat and barley hold a lot of weight. Wheat
and water have healthy things, healthy nutrients in some countries, and that's what's going on with the country. The worship is fighting against. God will give you revelation, deep revelation, why these things is happening, but there are going to be a control. Listen, listen very well. There will never be food shortage, but they're going to control it. They are going to control it because they're trying to set this thing on this one world order. They try to set things up. And what's the best thing to take away? The food, the water, the oil. You have to have the spirit of discernment. And when you pray, the Holy Spirit reveal these things to you so we can come together and pray. They can, it's always who controls what, who owns what, and it's just who's going to support the war, who owe the money. I'm telling you, you have to get in a place where you co-depend on Yahweh. He's your source, not the grocery store. He's your source. Show you how you can get out there and dig and grow your own stuff. I'm gonna show you how to make homemade milk for the babies. I'm telling you, that's why the wife counsels to the mother. The mother, you have to get some of your adults and young people on those prayer lines so they can understand how to survive when things go down. I'm telling you, y'all just, you don't have to pray. You have to pray the things that they're doing, and they are going to try to control the food. Not only the food, listen, listen, listen. They are going to try to control medicine. There's going to be a shortage on medicine. You have to start eating right. You have to ask God for wisdom. When we sound the alarm, tell them to fast. Teach them how to fast. It was very important when we sound that alarm. They need to learn how to fast. Because when they start saying, we don't have high blood pressure medicine no more, diabetes medicine, insulin, what are you going to do? That's when God is going to show up and perform his miracle. You've got to have that connection with him, because that day, you can say what you want to say, and I already showed us it's going to come. Many is not going to make it. And we trying, like I tell people, I don't got time to be getting up early in the morning, be playing with y'all with prayer. He showed not only me, he's showing a lot. He's showing little cheese things. You got to have an ear to hear so we can pray and stand. If it's time for them with this food shortage, it ain't going to be no food shortage. If God says it's time for it, it ain't going to happen. He's going to send a crop failure. If it ain't time for it, I don't care how much they planted, he's going to intervene on me. God going to thank God. Let his elder people, the poor people, suffer. That's a price people have to pay. God says what they do. This stuff is a lot of money greeting people. Even in the mortgage industry, the home industry, but watch, you can write this down. This thing is going to hit the fan. But God, see what they're doing to the innocent and the poor. Them out of their home, how they pushing them out the land that does not belong to them. He's always going to be a just God, a judge God. He's going to be for the righteous. Stand strong. Pray. Even if he reveal it to you, pray. Don't be scared. Don't fear. Pray. Because he's going to take care of the righteous. The righteous one going to lay hands on their ice box, and it's going to be food. He's going to send the angel to go. Did he not say, what was the Bible verse for those who
What did he not say? He know where his daughter's secret treasure is. In Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
He know where it's at. And he know how to go get it. He know how to send the angel go get it from the wicked to the ones they need it. We're going to have to believe in on that word. I think it's in Isaiah 54:3. They make it like to tell y'all about birth. You have to believe he's saying what his word is. I receive the command. You have these hearts that have been released in the spirit realm. Some is wicked and some is good. Four and three, let me see. So I pray that y'all have a relationship with God and pray. For we'll see. This is God is calling prayer back into a home with a group of people, not only women, but men too. These are open for prayer. The revival is the home. Don't be a watch, a big watch. A huge much that these wicked people don't try to do anything to try to set this march. But people have fed it up with a lot of stuff that's going on. To take in right. A lot of people march in. A lot of people I know it's in I don't know where that Bible verse is. I need my phone. Because the computer. You still there, sister? Okay. I know it's in Isaiah. Well, thank y'all for coming on. We want to lift up, I just got a text that this woman that we knew, she went home to be with the Lord tonight. And so I was on the radio. I got the text that she went home to be with the Lord. So Father God, we're for her family. And there are some things that I've seen in spirit. I just talked about her. I just called somebody. And the Father showed me this while I was on vacation. He brought her up by spirit. And I heard hospital. And I was on vacation. I called this pastor. And I said, have you heard from so-and-so? You know, because she was like, why are you calling me? You're on vacation. I told her, no, I'm calling you because, you know, so-and-so just came in my spirit, and I seen her at the hospital. I seen her in the hospital, and even though I'm on vacation, the Holy Spirit still speaking. So she was, why are you calling me while you're on vacation? I said, I got to call and tell you this. I just seen, so-and-so just came up in my spirit, and I heard hospital. I said, we need to pray. We need to pray. I just seen it. As soon as I hung up the phone, I already heard it, that she was going to leave. She's going to be gone. And then when I got back, her son came in my spirit. The suicide was going to, when she transitioned, her son, the enemy was going to try to get in his head to commit suicide because his mom was gone. She had to call and say, I just heard this, that I heard suicide with her son. Need to promise freedom. So I'm asking those that's on the line. She did go home to be with the Lord tonight, and this is talking about her son. The enemy is going to try to get him commit suicide. All the prayer warriors that's on here, I'm asking that you stand and we stand against it, and we stand and we rebuke the spirit of suicide. This is a child of God, that he will continue to move on. He will continue to carry on his mother's legacy, that in due time, God will reveal to him why he had allowed this to happen, and it doesn't have anything to do with him. And my comments, the enemy trying to put anger on him. And my mama left. Why did she leave? You know, the enemy, like, he's crafty, but we rebuke his plan. We shut up his voice. Father God, I speak that you drown out his voice in the name of Jesus, that you protect his ears, protect his heart. Father God, we speak your word. Tell us also belongs to you. This young man belonged to you. He would not die. He would not die by suicide. We shut the mouth of the enemy. Father God, we're going to speak. We're going to come together, and we're going to speak that he shall live. He shall live the life abundantly, the life that you planned for his life, that he will carry his mother's legacy and continue to carry on and do well for the kingdom of God, that the plan that you have for his life is good and not an evil. So we shut the mouth of the adversary. We bind and we rebuke the spirit of destruction that tried to cause premature death to this young man and family. Oh, Father God, I ask that you protect him, hide him, preserve him, cover him, Father God. Even if the enemy gets weak, be his strength, be his strong tower. We speak no evil thing will happen to him. No evil thing will cling to him. Oh, we bind and we rebuke the spirit of oppression and everything that's trying to oppress him. Give this family strength. Give this family peace in the name of Jesus. The peace that you promised. The peace that passes all understanding. Oh, Father God, that he may not to his thy understanding, but your understanding. Did not make no mistake, Father. We don't know the conversation that your daughter had with you, Father God. Only you know, Father God. But we speak. His book is still open, and everything that the adversary is trying to do, we ask right now. Oh, Father God, we stand as he weeps. We stand in the courts of heaven. We defend his case. Let the gavel be released and say his case is settled. And when it's settled in heaven, it got to be settled here on earth. And we speak that he should leave. Speak that he will not die premature. There will be no premature death knocking on his door in the name of Jesus. And I thank y'all for this young man. Keep everyone lifted in your prayer. Keep me lifted in your prayer. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the new mind. I thank you for the latter day, Father God. And Father God, thank you for your glory. Jesus' name. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord know the plan for your life. And as Jeremiah speak it, it's good not to eat. Remember, I love you and I thank you for being blessed. You have a blessed